This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Alex Cora, very well compensated by the Red Sox.
Yes, he is.
But he's got to be having a little anxiety showing up to work every day.
He's like, what is this now?
The way things are going, it's like, and we're all riding the same Red Sox roller coaster, if you're listening here to Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Very excited about the Bregman signing. Then Devers shows up and says what he said a couple of days ago. Yeah, I'm not moving off a third. I'm a third baseman. I'm not moving to DH. Oh, a trade? Hadn't thought about that. Interesting. Then you get Cassis out of the clouds yesterday.
It's great.
I'd play Devers at third.
Yep.
Bregman's at second. And I'm not calling up any of the kids, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
And it's like,
okay,
Cora's got to be showing up every day going, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah, what did I sign up for? And this has nothing to do, we haven't even gotten to, you know, games.
Nope.
Obviously, we're a month and a half away from games where things can really, you know, guys aren't in the lineup, then they're going to be upset. Also, there's six guys that think they should be starting pitchers. There's two guys that think they should be a closer.
Uh-huh.
So, like, that all needs to work itself out. Like, we're not even talking about that yet.
No.
Like, they're either going to go six-man rotation, lame, or they're going to have to tell one of those guys, like, you're not starting.
I mean, let me go one further. That you have all these kids who Cassis doesn't want on the team that probably think they belong on the team.
Correct.
So you got those guys being like, where's my role in this whole thing?
It's pretty amazing.
You got Devers worried about his job. Cassis maybe worried about his long-term security in town. Two guys who want the closer job. Great point.
Yep.
Six or seven guys who want a spot in the rotation.
It's amazing.
Kids on the like, maybe you can say it's a good problem to have and a better problem than where they've been the last couple of years.
No, it is. But it also,
that's
it's
a
really
tough juggling act.
Problem.
It's
not
tough,
our problem.
No, you said this yesterday. You're totally right.
Yeah.
It's a tough juggling act for Alex Cora, but guess what? That's the job.
That's the job, and you know, you're paid for it. You're not like you're going into a lame duck year or anything like that. Like, you're set. Like, you are going to be here. You can figure out what all these next moves are going to be, but you can't even get settled in before you have to put out some of these fires. Like, it is pretty remarkable. And for Devers, of all people, who last year, we haven't really heard much from Devers over the years, right?
No.
For a while, he could kind of hide in the background behind Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts. And, you know, even when the team was bad for a couple of years, like, you had other guys, other personalities. Since he's become, you know, this huge contract, he still hasn't really talked a ton.
He's blown off the media a bunch.
Yep, losing streaks, he'd disappear. But last year, we were like, hey, good for him. He was calling out the ownership. Remember last year around this time, he called out the ownership through
100%.
His interpreter, but he called him out and was ripping him. He's like, we need to add, we need to add, we need to add. And you're like, okay, I like that. Like, as a fan, I'm like, good. Like, he's speaking up. He kind of, you know, the fans are screaming for the team to spend money, and that's not working. Maybe if your best player screams it, maybe it'll help. And then they do add players the next year. And this is what I think Alex Cora got really annoyed by.
Whoa.
No, not third base. No. What are you doing?
I said add players. What I meant was add non-third base.
Other guys.
Yeah.
But I think this is what pissed off Cora. And this is what sort of sent Cora yesterday when we were playing those cuts, too. And he was responding to that. And he's like, yeah, this guy was outspoken the year before. And he's like, management has done a great job. He's like, Cora, I think, is really excited about Bregman, obviously, but also Crochet, Buehler, maybe even Chapman. I think he's like all right, we're in it now. Like, we had a couple years there where we weren't. So we are, and now I got to deal with this guy complaining about, like, having good players on the team?
So I asked this yesterday before we knew about the Cassis comments.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. I think this is what Cora's ultimately upset about, which maybe helps inform the answer to the question. How big of a problem is all this? People squawking and talking. Is it an actual problem that can, like, derail the season and keep them from going where they want to go? Or is it just a spring training flare-up that we'll all forget about by the time they actually start playing real games?
Well, it depends on if in the season there's a more moves to be made. Like, do they start the year with Devers at third base, let's say, and Bregman at second, the kids in the minors? Because that might be, even if Casas never said a word, like, that just might be how it goes. Like, mm-hmm. there's a real possibility for that. Even before they signed Bregman, there were a lot of rumors out there that, oh, yeah, Bregman will play second base, pass it, Rosenthal, whatever. They're like, yeah, if they sign him, that's probably what they'll do. And then it was funny because then the minute they sign him, everyone's like, I don't know, you got a pretty good third baseman. Like, what about putting him there? And then you ask Devers, you ask Cora, and then the thing kind of takes off. So I think there is a chance for sure that it could all smooth over. Those guys are all going to get their at-bats. It's a matter of where they're going to be. And now, what if Devers has a brutal month in the field defensively at third base and then they move him? Like, does he at least accept it and understand it? Or does he go kicking and screaming there and, you know, on down the road? Like, I don't know. I can't imagine Devers and Casas are going to, like, demand trades or anything. You really don't see that in baseball. Like, that's more of a basketball thing. You don't see it in baseball.
Yeah, or even, you know, the NFL. I'm not going to show up.
Yep.
I'm gonna, the same thing we were hoping about with T. Higgins. Like, I'm not going to report. I'm not going to show up. I'm going to withhold services. Like, you don't see that a ton in baseball.
No, I think
right.
I do think it's an issue right now. I mean, Cora can kind of laugh about it and say, oh, yeah, everybody's good at the house or whatever, but I think it's an issue right now, but you still have a month of spring training to get it all kind of sorted out.
Yeah, so I don't rule out anything, and I don't pretend to know where it's going to go, but it has the potential to be something that poisons the clubhouse and prevents the Red Sox from going where they want to go. So they got to nip this thing in the bud early. And with a bunch of big mouths on your team, maybe that's not the easiest thing in the world to do. You can jump in here on the Red Sox, 617-779-7937. We'll get to the Charlie McAvoy update from the Bruins earlier today. Some thoughts on, well, how that impacts the Bruins on the ice, how that impacts them at the trade deadline, how that impacts Team USA for the final tomorrow night at the Four Nations at TD Garden. Let's start it off with Wally in Fall River. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, what's up, guys? This is a perplexing situation. I mean, how does the Red Sox stand? Right now it seems like it's a Mexican standoff. You've got a Casas opening his pie hole now with his bird brain suggestion that Rafi is a good third baseman. I mean, he must be colorblind or whatever. Check his eyesight. He must think Rafi's Brooks Robinson. But
I don't know about any of that, but I would say...
I do like a good use of pie hole.
I do appreciate
that. A good
that.
Use of pie hole.
Casas called him the best... Well, I'm sorry. He said there's no third baseman he would take over him, which is in some ways going to bat for your teammate, but you don't need to lay it on that thick.
Yeah, he's going overboard about how good he is defensively. Like, if you just want to say he's the best hitter, the best hitting third baseman, or, I mean, there's an easy way to do it. You'd be like, hey, he said he wants to be a third baseman. Who am I to say? Like, he takes a lot of pride in it, blah, blah, blah.
Or what you said earlier, what we talked about yesterday. It's not up to me. Like, you know, it's up to Haim. That's up to Alex Cora. You know, I think we're going to have a good season. I'm excited to get out there, and, you know, we'll see what they decide on. Like, there's a way to do that.
But they're the only two doing that. Like, Cora, remember even Cora, he went third person. He's like, it's not about Devers. It's not about Cora. It's about the Red Sox. Bregman has said all along, I'll play wherever. Other guys on the team have literally played wherever. Trevor Story showed up and played second base. Seydon Rafael plays everywhere. Jaron Duran moves from center to left every other night. So guys are willing to change positions. Just these two aren't.
Who's the next guy who can say something? Like, who's the next one on the team?
Jaron Duran hasn't said anything, right?
Great point.
Maybe keep him on ice. Last time he said something didn't go great.
Jaron, you were scheduled to talk to the media. Why don't you sit this one out?
Yeah, you're good, dude.
Why don't you take a few days? We don't need to hear from you right now.
No.
Thanks, but no thanks. David is in the car. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking the call. So, you know, this has turned into a really crap show, if you will, because, you know, everybody's pretty excited, myself included. You know, there's new additions onto the team. They're spending money. They do. And then now you got a player who just should – he's a player. You're not the manager. Cora needs to make a decision and tell Devers, this is where you're going to be playing. And that's final. Because if you allowed him to call out what he wants to do, then you're opening up a can of worms where anybody and their brother can start doing that. And you don't want that. As a manager, I'm pretty certain when Cora signed the extended contract at a pretty good dollar, that he understood that there was going to be decisions he was going to have to be made. And regardless who you know, who you favored, in some cases, you have to make a decision that's best for the team.
Yeah, so I asked you this yesterday, Keith. I'll ask again.
All right.
Who's the opening day third baseman?
Rafael Devers.
Still.
I think it is going to be Rafael Devers. And
Cassis swayed you with that sales pitch?
Cassis did. He's like, I forgot about the butt throws. So he did have a few of those. He's barehanded balls over at third base. So yeah, it's got to be him.
He might kick a routine one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think it might have as much to do with that as just the domino effect across the rest of the team right now. And I don't think Devers is the third baseman long term. And maybe as the season goes on, they find a way to make a switch. But right now, I don't think you have an everyday second baseman starting on opening day. I'm wishing for Campbell, young kid, who knows if he's ready. So I don't think you have one yet. I also don't know what they're going to do with Yoshida, who they're paying close to $19 million to DH. So if you move Devers to DH, you got to figure out second base, and then you also got to figure out Yoshida. I think it's just easier, even though you're definitely worse defensively with Devers at third. I think that's what you do. You're like, you're upsetting the least amount of positions if you just leave them there.
No, I get that. And while you're not your best team right out of the chute,
not defensively. I mean, your lineup might be the best.
Well, that's a good point. There's a better way or an obvious pivot if and when things don't work out. Just play devil's advocate. If you're effectively going to say, hey, Devers, go out there, play third base, embarrass yourself. Mm-hmm. We're going to let the fans bully the team into moving you.
They're going to give him the business.
That's not exactly setting him up for success.
No. And so, but it's also like you wanted it.
Right.
You wanted this.
But then how does that snowball? Does that embarrass him more than anything? Like, I would really try to lean on him and say, Rafi, the move to DH is best for you. And you got to make him see that. And that may not be an easy thing to do. That's Cora's job. But what's better, making the switch now and giving yourself 6-7 weeks to prepare for it, or go out in April, butcher a bunch of balls, the fans are on you, and now you're embarrassed and demoted in season?
I mean, he's making it so much worse because I don't think DH is looked at, like, you don't really look down on it, especially in this franchise. One of the greatest players in the history of the franchise was a DH and was only a DH. So if Devers moved to DH, a lot of people would be like, oh, that's long overdue. Because even the idea of like, oh, that's a really highly paid DH, does that really bother you? You're paying a guy $40 million to play second base.
I mean,
so $30 million to DH, and if he's hitting the snot out of it, like what he's capable of, I think people would be fine with it. But then now that we know you're going to be kicking and screaming about third base, like it almost feels like more of a demotion because of like the way you're talking about it than had they just made that move. Like you're getting replaced by the Gold Glove winner. There's no shame in that. Your team is now what we think, a playoff contender. So you're not just moving off because, oh, there's some like young prospect or a guy that we think is like decent enough or even like an average player. It's like, no, the highest paid player on an average annual value, a two-time World Series winner, the reigning Gold Glove winner, that's not a big insult.
Right.
But now you're making it look so much worse.
Moving for a prospect who we have no idea if he's going to work out, maybe that's a little tougher. Moving for a guy like Bregman should be easy, but maybe there's a weird dynamic there. Again, the teacher's pet thing we were talking about yesterday. Maybe there's an odd dynamic there where Devers is like, oh, I thought I was Cora's guy.
Yeah.
Turns out Cora has a new teacher's pet. And maybe there's some of that going on. 617-779-7937. More your Red Sox thoughts. We'll get to the Patriots coming up at 11 o'clock with T. Higgins likely off the market. Keith and I are coming up with 5 wide receivers the Patriots can target this offseason. So we'll give you our lists on that. Plus, the update on Charlie McAvoy. It ain't pretty for the Bruins. How does it impact them on the ice? How does it impact them at the deadline? And how does it impact Team USA in the Four Nations tournament? We'll get to all that with your Red Sox phone calls next.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.